On another edition of Flobo Sat on Netflix. This is the show we go into the deep archives of Netflix to watch official or original series, sometimes, almost times. TV shows, movies, all that jazz is all in the mix. Thank you so much for checking this out. I want to say thank you so much for making this podcast one of the more downloaded ones all over the planet. I know this show isn't traditional. I kind of get in, I kind of get out, and we talk about things that are affecting me. Now, this day, it's actually a rainy day here in Los Angeles, United States. I was able to binge this one. It's The G Word with Adam Conover. And if most people know Adam Conover from the true TV show, Adam Ruins Everything. And I think even before that, he was a star of these college humor shorts. The name of the game is using factual historical events and passing of laws and legislature. He's able to ask questions that really break down what we think about processes all around us. For example, why do we jaywalk, for example, or how to file your taxes, or why the fact that taxes are so difficult to file. So this one here, The G Word, was all about government, and it was created and produced alongside Higher Ground Productions, the production company for Michelle and Barack Obama. Just look at the rating. IMDb gives it 6.7 out of 10. This is an six-part series, actually, that goes through certain aspects of our government and what they regulate, what they oversee, and how these systems can be broken down or how they can be exploited. Things about our food supply chain, things about how we handle diseases and pandemics, and of course, the very nature of our government being money and how it fuels everything, root of all evil, greases the wheels, all that jazz. You can pretty much binge the entire season in about 3 hours. So six episodes, about half an hour each. And the ending minute of one episode kind of tags into the other one. So if you're not paying attention, you can pretty much collect two or three episodes at a time. And frankly, it goes down smooth. But there is a little bit of a concern I had going into this particular spiritual successor to Adam Ruins Everything. And I think it had a lot to do with Higher Ground Productions. Now, just for my personal disclosure and to make sure you know where I'm coming from as a reviewer, I have a very neutral opinion about the Obama administration, but the very fact that we had a former president's production company producing something like this was a cause of concern. How much and how deep can we go to really ask questions critically about how our government works, and more importantly, how our government fails? You see, Adam Conover's build of humor, R-rated humor, and really being truthful or factual with his perspectives is kind of the secret sauce here. So you wonder how that was going to be affected, having a former sitting president being the one behind this from a producing standpoint. Needless to say, besides some interesting interactions, interviews with people that seem pretty much a more of a softball question and answer period, when we do go out into the studio, we do it real Americans, or quote-unquote real Americans, the data is there. There's the same kind of formula of how things are run. There is studies and articles cited on screen, so you can pause and check them out yourself, almost like a term paper. And the humor, while sometimes a little bit overdone, a little bit kind of smarmy, is greatly appreciated, because a lot of these topics can be seen as pretty boring. Like, I don't really think much about the USDA. So when 25 minutes is spent on the advent of the USDA and how they regulate our meat, I kind of appreciated some of the sketches, the throwbacks, the sight gags, the visual aids, and all that jazz. You're not really watching it for that, because there are some parts where the CGI gets wonky, and there's a small troop of actors that act out some of the sketches, and by the sixth episode, you're like, hey, that guy was this character and that character. Couldn't they find anybody else? But that's not really the point. The point is, you really get a chance to think critically about the government, in this case, the United States government. But I also say, if you live outside the USA, just the very idea of putting you in the mind of, hey, what does my government do? Why do I pay taxes? Why is there a tax collector? Why do I have to contribute? Why do I have to vote? Why do I have to join the military, depending on your nation? Why do we have to serve our government as citizens? What are we getting back? And I think that's pretty much universal, even though the show specifically focuses on the United States. Language is pretty much ARM, NC-17. Most adults would appreciate it, but if you have someone who's sensitive to bad language, we're talking about kids, preteens, or your mom or grandma who doesn't like hearing the rotten language, you might be in for a bad time. But most adults, and I even say teenagers who think cursing is cool, those ages of 14 to 19 would probably take a lot of this. As somebody who ran for public office myself, it was very cool to see these complex processes broken down in a way that's digestible. That's why I was on board to see how the season will pan out. And I'm pretty sure we're going to get at least one more, if not more of that. But I will say I would like to see the process as well. I wish there was just a little bit less of the interviewing of the normal Americans. I understand that's kind of the new feature of this show compared to Adam Ruins Everything, talking with real people who are dealing with this. But I would like to have more discussions with experts. Having the experts, having people who are well-trained in their field is a lot more engaging for me, and I think it's a lot better time, but that's a very small gripe. 6.7 out of 10, IMDb says for this one. I'm going to give it a 7. Something you should probably check out if it's available in your region. I'm not sure if it is because it's so American-centric, but if it is, it's definitely worth a view. I'm pretty sure you can also see some preview clips online on YouTube. That is it for me on this edition of Flobo Sun on Netflix. Let me know what you want to see on future editions of the show. But until next time, catch you around.